With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. The title of Joyce Carol Oates' most recent novel, Because It Is Bitter and Because It Is My Heart, comes from a turn-of-the-century poem by Stephen Crane.
In the desert, I saw a creature, naked, bestial, who, squatting upon the ground, held his heart in his hands and ate of it. I said, "Is it good, friend?" "It is bitter, bitter," he answered, "but I like it, because it is bitter, and because it is my heart."
Joyce Carol Oates sees that poem as an allegorical statement about the human condition.
The bitterness is part of the enjoyment of being human.
Oates' novel relates to her early girlhood in upstate New York in the 1950s.
A city called Lockport, New York, which in the novel I've changed to Hammond and I've fictionalized. Lockport, like Hammond in the novel, had an uptown which was all white and a lower town which was black.
The city was as segregated as any in the South.
Of course, I didn't have any sense of this when I was growing up in that area because I, like all children, I just accepted what was there.
In the book, a young white girl is rescued from a bully by a black classmate who kills the bully in self-defense. The girl misleads the police and the black youth escapes arrest. Forever, there will be a secret bond between the two, even as their lives take sharply different directions. Because It Is Bitter and Because It Is My Heart by the gifted writer Joyce Carol Oates was published by William Abrahams Dutton. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Joyce Carol Oates' novel, Because It Is Bitter and Because It Is My Heart, is very much about the racism of the 1950s and 60s, and of two young people, a boy and a girl, who are forever haunted by a murder that one of them commits. But it is also about a self-destructive family. Here's Oates.
One of the elements in the novel is the relationship between a young girl and her mother, who becomes an alcoholic and descends into alcoholism and finally into death.
The alcoholic woman in the novel was based on a friend with whom Oates was close.
I wanted to write a really honest novel about what it is like to see someone whom you love descend into alcoholism, to try to help the person but fail.
Oates says it is not so much self-discipline that enables her to write, but a kind of obsession, as it was in exploring her alcoholic friend's death.
She gave up her health and her beauty, and she gave up her love of life just for alcohol. And I've always found it like a riddle. So for me, the act of writing didn't require willpower, but it was almost that I was drawn into it.
Joyce Carol Oates set her novel in upstate Lockport, New York, thinly fictionalized.
I tend to be very infatuated or obsessed with places, with settings. The Erie Canal runs through Lockport, New York. Well, I've written about the Erie Canal probably 100 times.
Joyce Carol Oates, her heart-rending novel, Because It Is Bitter and Because It Is My Heart, was published by William Abrahams Dutton. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Joyce Carol Oates' novel, Because It Is Bitter and Because It Is My Heart, deals with racial discrimination in the North in the 1950s and 60s, Oates' own formative years in upstate New York.
When I started writing that novel, it didn't seem to me that we were headed for such a time of conflict as we are right now. There seems to be a resurgence of racial discrimination and bigotry.
Joyce Carol Oates was the first member of her family to graduate from high school. She later studied at Syracuse in Wisconsin. Her first book was a collection of short stories published in 1963. In 1970, Oates won the National Book Award for her novel, Them, about the Detroit race riots of 1967.
There was looting and burning and rioting about 2 blocks from where we lived.
Oates was teaching at the University of Detroit at the time of the riots and was caught in the upheaval.
I spent the next year or so thinking and writing about what I thought might have been leading up to that experience.
While Joyce Carol Oates has an extraordinary range as a writer, plays, poetry, essays, fiction, she sees her novels as romances, even though they may not read that way.
I'm very project-oriented. I work on one project at a time, or I might have a sense of a trilogy or a quartet of novels, but it tends to be like one project at a time. I've never thought of myself in terms of being a writer.
A term she sees as pretentious. Joyce Carol Oates' most recent novel, Because It Is Bitter and Because It Is My Heart, was published by William Abrahams Dutton. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Joyce Carol Oates doubts that she'll ever run out of story ideas.
I have a drawer filled with notes and sketches and drafts of things, more than enough for two lifetimes. I'll never be able to execute all those ideas.
Oates says she sometimes gets vertigo just seeing all those ideas in the drawer. She compares writing with solving riddles and says that because she's not a visual artist, such as a painter or a photographer, she must create emotion and time and place through language.
And the anxiety arises from feeling that one is not always equal to the task.
Despite some 20 novels to her credit, Joyce Carol Oates says she's a slow writer who just keeps at it.
And I just keep on working with it and working with it and working with it till finally I get it up to what I call a level of acceptability. Then I move on to the next chapter. So I work very slowly. It's like building a ladder where you're building your own ladder rung by rung and you're climbing the ladder. It's not the best way to build a ladder, but I don't know any other way.
She also says she's faithful to her work and never abandons it for something else.
People don't understand how time-consuming it is, how you can sit down at 8 o'clock in the morning and by noon have one paragraph.
Joyce Carol Oates teaches at Princeton, where she wrote her extraordinary novel, Because It Is Bitter and Because It Is My Heart, the story of a girl's coming of age and the parallel lives of blacks and whites in the 1950s and 60s. Published by William Abrahams Dutton. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Joyce Carol Oates teaches creative writing at Princeton, where she helps her husband, Raymond Smith, edit the semi-annual literary magazine, The Ontario Review. The most recent book by Oates, who won the National Book Award in 1970, is Because It Is Bitter and Because It Is My Heart. It's about the parallel lives of blacks and whites in the industrial North in the pre-civil rights years. Oates finds writing harder as she goes along.
You don't want to write a novel that you've already written, so you choose a new medium, a new technique, a new structure, a new language.
So there are forever new challenges. Oates says many of her students don't know what to write about or are afraid to write about their real subjects.
I tell them to look upon their lives as mysteries and to seek the deepest mystery, something that they want to understand and they can't understand. And go to that and start writing about it, and all sorts of emotions come up.
Her key advice to aspiring writers.
The main thing is to read with great sympathy and very widely. Just read anything that you like.
Read until your pulse quickens, she says.
Look at the world very carefully and listen very carefully and I think it helps to be quiet and listen to other people.
As for Oates herself, she remains a great reader.
To me, reading is a great pleasure. It's my reward for working.
William Abrahams Dutton published Because It Is Bitter and Because It Is My Heart by Joyce Carol Oates. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.